Hi, this is Jennifer, and it is now Thursday, December 9th, 2021 at 4 p.m. And here I have Lana. Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project?
Hi, yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, so I just have a few questions that we can just talk about, I guess. So first question would just be, like, what are some of the ways that learning about pandemics has, like, or has not affected your attitude towards or perception of the current pandemic?
So learning about past pandemics has definitely eased my nerves when reflecting on kind of what has happened in the past year or so and what is still currently happening with the COVID-19 pandemic, as seeing other people go through a lot of what we're going through their firsthand accounts, especially like on all aspects, like emotionally, physically, mentally, economically, socially, etc. It really helps me realize that, like, this has happened before, and society has come back from all of those previous pandemics. So it kind of helps me put into context, like, what is going on and how kind of we are able to come back from it, if that makes sense. Yeah. What about you?
I think, well, obviously at the first, like, when COVID-19 first started, because it was so, like, sudden, I think I was having a really hard time adapting and, like, accepting the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now, as time has passed, and also, like, because we've learned so much about, like, past pandemics, like, I think learning more about, like, all this, like, context and stuff has definitely, like, consoled me in a way. And I guess learning about past pandemics reminds me that, like, so many other people experience the same thing, I guess, yeah. And I definitely walk away, like, a lot more reassured.
For sure.
About the situation. Yeah. Yeah, similarly, like, how has learning about other pandemics, like, helped, or maybe that didn't help, put those pandemic into context?
So learning about other pandemics has definitely helped me put this pandemic into context, because I've seen so many, like, parallels between previous pandemics and those pandemics with the COVID-19 pandemic, and kind of just being able to see the similarities in kind of how it takes its course is really eye-opening and, like, comforting, because, again, it just reminds me that, like, this has happened before, people have gotten through it, and it'll, like, it's not as scary or new as one might think.
Yeah, I think I'm also very, like, I have a very similar experience that just, I feel like because we've read so many, like, stories, I learned, like, so much insight on new perspectives and, like, past experiences that, like, yeah, I can draw parallels to. And then I can also just, like, because we learned so much about, like, epidemiology and, like, widespread impacts of the pandemic, I'm, like, definitely much more aware of just, like, also, like, the social and political aspects in the world about pandemics.
For sure. Yep.
I guess, because we're living in this pandemic, like, how does this compare to the past pandemics we learned about?
So this pandemic is a little bit different just because there's so much more, like, technology and transportation. So, like, there's so many more ways for the pandemic to spread, literally, because, like, people are traveling everywhere. A lot of people are, like, ignoring travel bans or, like, not really caring about the legislation and regulations put into place. So it's just causing things to worsen. And going off of that, there's a bigger political divide, I feel like. And healthcare has become such a big issue in politics, so it's kind of caused people to, it's kind of just exacerbated the situation, in my opinion, and, like, caused people to, instead of coming together, I feel like at least at the beginning, people were, like, arguing, and it caused more controversy, because of, like, the other issues that connect to healthcare, if that makes sense, like, political, economic, all of that stuff.
Yeah, I think I agree. Like, the pandemic definitely, like, I guess, like, a lot of other pandemics spread super quickly, but maybe, like, super quickly, like, even more quickly because of just, like, how interconnected cities are, I guess,
for
now.
Sure. Yep.
But also, I feel like with, I guess, the technology, like, booming, like, industry, like, I feel like maybe it's just, like, even though people are, like, arguing and, like, the world wasn't super together, it was just, like, the world is still really connected because we have this, like, online, like, community kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe we weren't so lonely.
Yeah. For sure. It helps people connect. And it also, like, it just helped us notify. Like, I wouldn't have known any of this. Like, none of us would have known what was going on in half the places in the world unless, like, we saw it on the, like, Instagram pages or, like, websites or whatever, like, the news sources. So it definitely has, like, I don't know. I feel like people, you could argue that people were brought together, but also not, you know?
Yeah.
It depends on how you see it.
I guess to close off, how have humans, like, learned from their prior experience with pandemics?
So for this one, I feel like I see both sides of it, but I would say that humans haven't really learned from prior experience with pandemics, because even though, like, on the scientific and medical level, like, as we were talking about in class, like, we've used our previous, kind of regulations for pandemics, or, like, rules on how to, like, stop it, like, quarantine and isolation and all that stuff, and kind of made it better through trial and error. So that has definitely improved. Like, we have more vaccines, the antibody fusions, whatever. But there's still a lot of people who, like, aren't really learning about past mistakes that we've made with this, like, politicians acting too slowly, or, like, not doing enough to, like, protect everyone. So I feel like you could argue both sides of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think to argue, I guess, the other side, kind of, I feel like, I guess as a race, we're definitely, like, maybe inching towards, like, bettering, like, the pandemic situation when it happens, because mm-hmm. we have new medicine, like, new science, like, developments, and, like, new sanitation measures. But, like, yeah, like, every generation of people just, like, has this, like, repeat of just, like, reacting to the pandemics in a very, like, horrible, like, fashion.
Yep.
And then, like, we just never, like, actually learned how to, like, act or react to, like, to stop the pandemic from happening.
For sure. It's a huge, like, fight or flight response, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, we, because I mean, I see it like that, like, I understand it, but we just, like, because, like, seeing all these other pandemics again, like, it helps yeah. calm us down, but it's, like, too late for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just keep occurring, and I don't know how, like, I guess, like, future people would, like, even, like,
yeah.
minimize the impact again.
Oh, for sure, but, yeah.
Yeah, but nice talking to you.
It was great talking to you, too. Thank you so much.